This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And oh my goodness, look who is in the studio lounge. Denise Gable, everybody. Oh my gosh, an industry icon, if you will.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you? It's been a couple of years, I guess.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. I'm just, you know, inspiring millions of people.
Good for you. Wow.
My life's work. That's all I've been doing.
Inspiring millions.
Millions.
What have you been up to since the last time we spoke? Because you've always been well entrenched in the Northwest Credit Union Association and this area. Because this is your territory.
This is kind of home.
These are your people.
So. Matter of fact, you know, we're in Spokane, Washington,
right,
for this interview, and my mother and my stepfather still live here.
Wow,
so they're checking in on my cats. They're in a great big RV at the moment because I'm heading to Arizona via Spokane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Spokane is a bit home for me. I still live in the Seattle area, but it's wonderful. This is such a good facility. Obviously a great conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since I've left the association, I've just been honing in on writing a book and doing my speaking and trying to get this can-do message.
Hold it up.
The can-do mindset.
Okay.
How to make things happen with enthusiasm.
I like that. Yeah, it wouldn't be much
about enthusiasm. No, it wouldn't be about Gable. But you know what really happened is I started writing this book a couple years ago, and I realized, oh my gosh, I am writing as a boring credit union executive. The five things one wishes to consider. And I thought, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I hired a book coach.
Okay.
And she helped me get my voice. So worked hard on it. Did a hybrid publisher so I could own the intellectual property.
Good for you.
After it's printed. And it came out 3 months ago and it worked its way to an international bestseller.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Who knew?
3 months ago, you said?
3 months ago. Yeah.
And already international bestseller?
Already.
That's super duper
and
fast.
You know what's just so cool is that, and I'm here at the trade show inspiring, selling books. You know, if you've already bought a book, I'll sign it. I'm going to sign a book for you.
Well, thank you very much, Denise.
What's interesting to me is that I ended up with a book that people want to share with the five people on their team, the 70 people on their team, and that helps me reach my goal.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Well, give us a quick summary on the can-do mindset.
The can-do mindset. Well, initially, you know, believe it or not, I don't know if you've ever done this exercise, but it's very powerful to write your obituary.
I have not done that yet.
Okay.
But I've heard about this.
It's very powerful.
Yes.
So not long after my husband passed away, that's also happened to me in my life.
I'm sorry.
The last few years. Thank you. And I was writing my own obituary thinking, well, I called it Operation Flashlight. How am I going to shine my light forward?
Oh, okay.
And I thought, you know, there's no better way to celebrate Dennis than to really think that out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing it. Well, she was a multi best-selling author, and her love for bling and leopard manifested itself into an accessory line for your home and your person.
I love it.
Put that in a parking lot, but it's just out there for the universe.
Gotcha.
And then I read something from Karina, a colleague from the association when I left, that said, Denise, your guts, your can-do, your leadership for women. And I was like, can-do.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. Mm-hmm. I don't know any different my whole life. And so that day, about a year ago, I said, well, my gosh, I'm a can-do-ologist. And I'm an expert
like
in the area of can-do-ology. And the universe will need more can-do-ology. The art and science of getting the right things done, despite the circumstances. So we're not the most organized. We're not the most time management proficient. But we don't solve the first problem. We peel until we get the right problem.
Okay.
And then who has unlimited resources?
Not many people.
No one. time, money,
yeah.
you know, resources. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how Canduology was born.
Gotcha.
And I started writing about the can-do mindset. The first is a position that says the great realignment, excuse me, I get this backwards. The gentleman who coined the term the great resignation.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have coined the term the great realignment.
I like that better.
The great realignment happened first. People began to look and say, I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can. Some people did change jobs.
A lot of people change jobs, yeah. and they're still doing that.
And they're yeah. still doing that.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a realignment. Some people okay. retired.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people found a way to work part-time instead of full-time. Mm-hmm. Some people joined the gig economy. Some people changed jobs within their company. Some left the company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the first tenet in the book. And then it talks about the two things that can-doers, they are hard stop. There's two standards. You're probably going to have to read the book to get it. And I'm going to sign one for you. But there are
Thank
two
you.
Standards, really. Accountability
right.
and trust.
Okay.
If you don't have those two things, I actually ask you to put the book down. Because anything you try and build is on shaky ground.
Mm-hmm.
We need trust and accountability.
Precisely.
Hard stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes into how are can-doers wired?
Mm-hmm.
How do they engage? How do they show up? And it describes all those things with massive amounts of tools.
Mm-hmm.
You can download free from the website. I wanted it to help people.
Right, right.
And then the final two chapters, what can you do? You personally take mm-hmm. responsible. Own mm-hmm. what you own. What can mm-hmm. you do? And the last chapter is we.
Bringing it together?
Are we.
Okay.
What is our we? You and I share
All right.
a history of a love for credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of our we. Mm-hmm. We've talked with each other multiple times.
Yes, we
that's
have.
Part of our we.
Okay. Okay.
So it's how you build those, and you never will look at another relationship the same.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I can't wait for you to read it.
Me too.
And I'm gonna read your review.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
I need some. Again, like I said before the recording, I need some new reading material. Okay, I want to connect the dots to credit unions here, because obviously...
Absolutely.
You
I'm
are...
I'm a big champion for credit unions.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and been involved in the industry for many moons now, and made some incredible impact in the industry, if I can get that out. So, so what's the connection? How can a credit union use this, or even a credit union leader, or anybody in the organization for that matter, how can it make a credit union better?
Because at the basis is the behavior, the individual and the mindset on what you believe you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're we. So the people that share that common fabric at this credit union or that credit union,
right.
what can you do to have a more powerful can-do mindset? And then super important, at our industry level, imagine what would happen if more of us in our industry, and I think credit unions have a fair amount of this already, but in our industry, if we had even more can-do
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as a collaborative industry that nobody can compete with,
yeah.
the way that credit unions really at their core
mm-hmm.
can and do collaborate. So it's all about the can-do mindset.
Well, I'm just thinking this will light a fire under some folks, you know?
Absolutely.
To get going. And because right now, as you well know, that there is so much change in the industry right now, from leadership to technology to so many other management, operations, you name it. There is so much change going on right now. And so this, to me, is kind of a, gosh, what's the word, kind of a theme or a
yes.
thesis of that, of what yes. they can do to really
yeah. and,
keep
I mean,
that
and that's
going.
The miracle. When you walk by and you hear colleagues or someone saying, yes, I know, but what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a $20 million budget in 1 year to get this done. We have $200 and we need to get it done by
Next
Friday.
Week. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then the question is, okay, well, there's a change in your mindset,
yeah.
but what can we do
mm-hmm.
with those limited resources? And are we solving the right problem, or are we still trying to do what we've always done?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is exactly what, and I will say, this is for people who have a can-do mindset, who want to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily for Eeyores. If you're an Eeyore, and I get this question... I get this question in the field. What do you do if, you know, you have somebody on your team or you're surrounded by just Eeyores? And I said, well, this isn't going to help. And at some point, maybe that's just not a good match.
Well, maybe the person that reads the book will have this fire lit underneath them, and then maybe their energy will be infectious in a good way and get that Eeyore to turn into a Tigger.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and the more you keep saying to the Eeyore, I know. What can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do? By the fifth time, they're either going to, you know, put mm-hmm. the hand across your mm-hmm. face, mm-hmm. or they're going to understand that's the mindset here.
Yeah.
What can we do? We mm-hmm. we have a lot of can'ts.
We
have
we
a
do.
Lot.
We
right?
all say can't every day.
We always have those.
Right, right.
So, yeah,
right.
It's just...
Can't is too easy to say.
Yeah, we yeah. can't do that, or we've tried that. That won't work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, but what can we do?
Right.
And how can we modify it?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Oh, good stuff. So where yeah. can folks get this book? Obviously, Amazon?
Yeah, you can website. Go to Amazon and find it. Once again, it's The Can-Do Mindset
okay.
by Denise Gable. You can also go to canduology.com.
I was about to say.
Yes. And, of course, wanted to make that a little different. Not necessarily sure it was smart, but it has the hyphens.
Yes.
can-do-ology.com. And that is my goal, actually. I want to create this study of the can-do mindset and the art and science of delivering that mindset, mm-hmm. and it will live well beyond Denise's time
awesome.
On this earth.
Awesome.
That's actually my...
That's the flashlight right there you're talking about.
That's my Operation Flashlight.
Gotcha.
And so thank you. Yes. Buy the book, read the book. Please leave me a review.
I will.
Like I said, I'm going to sign a book for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
and,
very much.
And yeah, it'll be your plain reading.
And we're going to put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it.
Just perfect.
Click on it. Boom. They're at the site.
Perfect.
One stop, one click
perfect.
Shopping, and they can get it and pick it up and
perfect.
Read it like I'm going to do on the plane ride home. So
okay.
yeah, right
thank
on.
You.
All right, Denise. Thank you so much. Denise Gable, everybody. Can Do-ology. And the book, again, is Can Do, The Can Do Mindset. How to Make Things Happen with
Enthusiasm.
Well done. Bravo. Just
Bravo.
Like old times. Just
yeah,
like
no
old
kidding.
Times. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.